It's Friday. Oh, I got it right.
Yay!
It's Friday, June 19th. And from the heart of the district and other places, it is the PZ85 Legendary Pod Group chat has for copiness.
And who's our sponsor?
Has for copiness.
Oh, hold on. We are replying to Tanner here. Had to.
Yeah, if you're wondering why there's not a cold open,
a time
it's because
limit, bruh. Expecting company. Okay. Okay, so yeah, if you're wondering why there's no cold open this week, it's because Tanner actually had a Letterkenny bit set up he wanted us to do. And our natural...
That's the reason. Just leave it at that. That's the reason.
Our natural instinct was to not do it, because Dalton does like Letterkenny, but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't hate it, but I'm not a huge fan of it. But unfortunately, Tanner could not be here with us on time, even though he said 8:30. As of this recording, it is 8:41. There is no Tanner Calvert. He is currently in Ecstasy, or Tennessee, and he's...
Same thing.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Dalton is familiar with Tennessee.
It really depends. It depends on how much you did with it.
How much of Tennessee you did. Well, I haven't done a lot in Tennessee, so...
All right, we're now waiting for Tanner to reply to my expecting company, which he may think is a bit. It's actually not a bit. I really am expecting company. Like,
the funny thing is the company's me. Which makes it even funnier. Like, that's even a higher level of petty.
Dalton, we found
your
friend.
Now he's
in a box.
Very mad. But he had family things to do.
But you're in Tennessee.
So if Tanner's listening to the show right now, like, yeah, I mean, we're kind of making fun of it, but we legitimately, like, we have plans tonight. I had something scheduled for when this show is over.
Yes.
So, Tanner, if you're listening, yeah, we're joking around, but this is a legit thing. We really had something planned tonight with the group in celebration of what has happened is Lindsay and I have officially got our own places. So,
yes.
If you've been keeping up with the storyline so far this year of everything falling to shit and going to hell, what happened is I don't know how to say it without getting too personal. Basically, life situations caused me and Lindsay to move out of our shared place that we share with Bob and our ex-roommate, and now we each have our own place. And we have been moving and unpacking. That's why we haven't had a show in the past 2 days, because it's been so crazy busy, and we're both very, very tired. And I guess the one lesson I take away from this, because it has been a hard year and it's been a hard lesson, but the one thing that I still wonder to this day is, especially with the new place, is why do they call it oven? When you oven the cold food, out-eat hot the food.
God damn it,
well,
I hate
here's,
you.
Well, here's what I have to say to that, Shannon. Okay. Never assume in life. Don't think that carrot big because carrot big leaf, because small leaf carrot big, not leaf big size.
So what would you do with your girl like this, that when she'd sew you see till her friend, not him cooking probably?
Well, here's the thing. Drug is not a weed. Plant is a myth. Can you grow weed? Can drug plant? Yes. Can you weed drug? No.
Don't educate me.
I mean, people are going
to
think
you got to stop commenting while I'm trying to read it. You're pushing the page down. I'm trying to keep up with it.
People are going to think you got stroked out.
I mean, we did kind of a little bit.
So. I heard Godzilla had a post trying to read this. He had a post trying to read this stroke. See, now I'm doing it intentionally. Oh, no.
So this would be a lot. If the audio sounds a little weird, it's because Lindsay and I are on the same microphone in my new place. And she is about a foot shorter than me because the chair is a lot shorter.
I don't have a real chair, and my folding chairs are in a closet that are currently.
Oh, she's about a foot shorter than you. She's about a foot shorter than you because of the chair. Yes, that's the problem. The chair is the issue.
Also, my name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight.
Yes.
With me tonight, we have Double H.
Hey, hey.
We have Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And we have the Big D Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Dalton, by the
way. Who don't we have, Shannon?
The Godzilla.
Well, he had a stroke trying to read this post and died.
I want to send a special thanks out to Dalton and Hunter for all the help that they did helping us move, especially Dalton, because he really put some work in, because everything's just been shit. It's been shit. So, really quick, let me give you guys a quick recap of what we've been through. On Wednesday, we moved into our new place. We went to get the keys at, I believe, like 10 o'clock. We went to go get the keys originally.
It was like 10:30, 10:30, yeah.
It was me.
A.M.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, Lindsay, Dalton, and Ethan. And Dalton and Ethan sat out in the car while Lindsay and I went inside. We got our keys. It took them 40 minutes to get the keys ready, at which point Dalton actually texted me and said, are you guys forging keys in there? And he was joking, but I replied, yes, they really are, because yes, they really were. The problem was is that the keys they forged didn't actually work on the locks. So, there's strike one. And boy, there's a bunch of strikes.
And when I tested my key, there was rough metal on my doorknob, and I sliced my finger open.
She cut herself
opening
open.
My door.
Yeah, she bled in Missouri, Dalton.
Trying to open my door.
That'll get the show shut down.
I'll get the whole show shut down.
So, we finally got that done, and Bob and I went to go get the U-Haul, while Dalton, it was Lindsay and
Dalton
Ethan.
Dalton took you to go get Bob, and Ethan and I were just stuck in my apartment waiting for the maintenance guy to come fix my doorknob.
Right. So me and Bob mm-hmm. and Dalton went to go get the U-Haul at the main U-Haul place, right, Dalton?
No. We went to a fucking convenience store that had some U-Hauls out back.
Called Depot City, here in the lovely Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So we go to Depot City.
Hang on a minute. Cape Girardeau's not even really a city.
The town.
How are you going to have Depot City?
It should have been called Depot Township or Depot Village.
And the only thing true about this convenience store is that it was a store.
Oh my God, what a fucking nightmare. The girl working behind the counter was cute. That was the best I could say about it. They also had gummy bears from what looked like to be 2005.
My favorite interaction from this whole day, because you put it in the group chat, was Shannon going, well, that's what happens when you get a U-Haul from a convenience store and don't go, or from a gas station, and Dawn goes, it ain't even a gas station.
It wasn't.
They don't
there was
have
no
pumps.
Gas pump.
Yeah. So we go inside. We're 40 minutes late to get the U-Haul. We go inside, and lovely girl working behind the counter, she had no idea what she was doing. She had no idea what he was even talking about. He was like, we're here to pick up a U-Haul. She looked like she didn't even know what a U-Haul was. So she gets on the computer. She's trying to figure it out. It takes about 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. She has no idea. So she tells Bob there's a second guy coming, which Bob then texts me, which I text to Dalton. So we wait 5, 10 minutes. The second guy gets there. He has no idea what he's doing. So about 30 to 40 minutes have passed. Dalton is still sitting in his car waiting for us. And that's when I hear Bob say what I thought was going to be the final thing he said to them before they called the police on us, which was, in a not, because he was not happy about it. He says he wasn't that mean about it. He was extremely mean. He was extremely rude. He was very irritated. So he looks at the two of them and says, have you guys ever done this before?
To which they honestly responded,
no.
No.
We have not. So it's about, I'd say at this point, it's probably about 12:30, 12:40. We were supposed to have shit started packing at 11. A third person comes in. A few minutes later, a fourth person comes in. At this point, and I won't say what I said to Bob, because it was more offensive than I wish it had been to these people. And when I say these people, I should say they weren't a specific kind of people. I'm just saying them. kind of wish I could just delete that part, but I'm going to leave it in because I'm too tired.
Well, the answer to all the problems was just add more people. It took, what, four? You just add another person, and eventually someone will figure it out.
Eventually they'll figure it out, but I don't think they ever did. So I go outside, because at this point, like, I'm pissed off. But
I had already left whenever he said the fourth person has shown
up. Dalton dipped out, and I was like, that's fine. Dalton, or Bob texted me and apologized, and he said, please tell Dalton I'm sorry, too. I go outside at that point, because at the same time, I'm texting Maria. And she was like, she knew I was upset. So she's like, do you want me to call you? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Let me get out of here. So I walk outside. She calls me. And God bless her. I'm hoping she can't hear me. Can she hear me from in here?
I don't know. I got headphones on.
Okay. I'm hoping she's in the living room right now playing Animal Crossing. I'm hoping she can't hear me. Because what she told me to do to make myself feel better. She left her necklace at my place about a week ago. And it's like they're a bunch of beads, right? Like, apparently they're prayer beads is what she told me. So her idea was that I take the bead in specific fingers, and I hold them, and I say 108 different wishes for what I want, because there was some bullshit reason behind it. And I know she's going to listen to this now, and now I wish I had also deleted this out. But she tells me to do that, and that'll make me feel better. I'm frustrated, so I asked her, does that work for you when you feel bad? to make 108 wishes on your magic necklace? And she confirms that it does. And at that point, God bless her, because I know she's trying to make me feel better. And if you're listening, I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of the situation. Just know that. But I wanted to quote the Great White Hype. And I'm not...
I know where this is going.
Same.
I'm not going to say what he said, because I don't want to be that offensive. But all I'll say is...
You kind of want to be that offensive.
I kind of want to be that offensive. But it was Damon Wayans puts his hand in the face of the preacher when he's trying to give him the prayer before the match, and he says, N-word, grow up. And he walks away.
I think you and I both agreed that your first wish should have been, I wish somebody would. I wish it never would right now. And maybe that would have helped.
My first wish was that I wish Bob had got it from a real goddamn U-Haul.
Which, by the way, because we do have people that don't listen. Like, we have people that listen that don't live in Cape. There is a fucking U-Haul store.
Yeah.
Like... 4 miles from Shannon's house.
Yeah, and that's where we usually
get our shipper. And about a block and a half from where we are now.
Right.
Yeah.
But tell him why Bob didn't want to go there, though.
Because Bob didn't want to deal with one person that worked there because he used to work with them at his current place of employment.
Right. So yeah. Bob wanted to avoid that person because he was annoying. And instead, we spent an hour and a half in the shittiest convenience store I've ever seen.
Explain to me why Bob had to be the one to go in. Like, why couldn't it just be one of you?
Well, okay. It was under his name.
So, the day before this happened, I told him, like, you're going to get the U-Haul set up tomorrow? He's like, yeah, I'll take care of it. But he didn't. He actually reserved it that morning. And he didn't even put me down as the driver. So, because he won't drive the U-Haul. No one wants to drive the U-Haul but me. Like, I just, literally, a week ago, we moved the Jackson store for Gaming Grounds into the Cape store. And they didn't want to drive the U-Haul. So, I had to drive that U-Haul. And I did all the packing. So it was just a shit 2 weeks for me. I'm so tired and sore. But Bob didn't even put me down as a driver. So he's sitting in there for so long arguing with these people that I'm outside talking to Maria on the phone. I finally hear him start talking. I'm like, oh, hey, I got to go. I think we are all ready to go. He never put me down as the driver and didn't tell me. So I drove the truck illegally the entire time.
No, we found out yesterday. He told us yesterday he didn't do that.
Well, that's a day late, but it's something. Yeah. It's something.
Because I was there for that. Oh, so yeah. So whenever I saw Bob after the whole U-Haul incident, I was like, so would it have been worth seeing your annoying ass old coworker? And he was like, yeah, it would have been way better if we just would have done that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would deny that point at this point. So we finally get over there. We start hauling stuff. We move stuff into my place first. I finally get to go in my apartment because, you know, the keys didn't even work the first time. And by the time they did work, we had to leave because we had to go get the U-Haul. So we take the first load over of my stuff. And when I go in, and I think it's at this point, it's not just later in the day. It's also sometime next week. I think we're still catching up to it. We walk in, and what do I see? Dead cockroaches on my counters, on the floor, just a king's ransom of dead cockroaches, which in itself would have been just bad.
Just drowning in dead cockroaches.
The problem was when I started seeing the live ones, because there were quite a few live ones just kind of wiggling around, and I didn't say anything at the time because I was just trying to get my shit moved in. I did text the apartment manager. It was actually when I walked out, he was driving by and he was like, everything okay? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine, except there was a lot of dead cockroaches in there. And, you know, I didn't see all the live ones until a little bit later. But it turns out this apartment actually has a goddamn, I don't think it's an infestation because they're not like falling out the ceiling. But there are more cockroaches than I'm comfortable with. Because what I'm comfortable with, Hunter, as you know, is zero cockroaches.
Zero. The correct answer is zero.
So now I'm dealing with cockroaches. I've never lived anywhere I've had to deal with cockroaches. And the worst part about it is I just moved into this fucking apartment. This is not like I've been here for months and all of a sudden this thing popped up. This is day one.
And you've been there before. You've been in that, and not that specific, you know, unit, but in this place before.
Yeah, and never had cockroach, not once.
No, and Lindsay's in the same place, also does not have this issue.
No cockroaches.
None.
God bless her.
I have a broken shower.
She has a broken shower, but no cockroaches didn't fall out of it, which is a good. And I'm talking about every single room of the place. There's cockroaches in the toilet. There's cockroaches in the bathtub. There's a cockroach everywhere. There's everywhere you want to be. So I complained about
it. It's Joe's apartment, is what you're telling me.
I complained about it, and he finally, he said they were going to spray for it yesterday, which they did. And I went from seeing, I think, 10 cockroaches. I killed 10 cockroaches the first night. We're down to 5 today. So the numbers are dwindling.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt that, you know, hopefully in the next couple of days and weeks, it'll all be done. But Jesus Christ, you should never move into a new motherfucking apartment and have to deal with cockroaches day one. I don't know what I'm going to do, because I feel like there needs to be something made up to me. But holy shit, you talk about bad first impressions. And what's really frustrating is when the keys didn't work, the woman that was there said, wow, that's so weird that the keys don't work, because we've all been up in that apartment recently. And I thought, if you've all been up in that apartment recently, did you not notice the goddamn fucking dead cockroaches everywhere? Or the living ones that are crawling around? Because if you really need to get your fucking eyesight fixed at this point, and if you didn't spray for them, which I feel like they didn't do, that's a problem. But if you did spray for them, did you never think to go back and check to see? Why would you bring somebody into an apartment with dead cockroaches on their fucking counters everywhere? That is ridiculous. The district in Cape Girardeau, I'm going to call you out. What are you going to do, kick me out? I'll find a better place to live. Break my lease. Break it. I dare you.
Please.
Please.
Day one-ish.
Dalton, what do we like to tell people about FAFO?
Freak around and find out.
That's the tame version, yeah.
That's the PG one.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm gonna have to get over. So
that's the one that's only $2 a call.
Yeah. I'm gonna be so annoying next week at that show.
Anything beyond that is only $9.99 per minute.
Oh my god. So that's just my story. Lindsay has her own stuff. Bob's got his own place. That's a fucking story right there. But there's not enough time in this show for me to accurately represent everything that's happened in the past couple of days. Let me just put it.
Is Bob having issues now?
Well, the issue with
everything was pretty cool when we left yesterday, except for his nosy neighbor.
Well, do you remember the actually, I don't think you were there for the last haul. The last part was the washer and dryer. And
oh,
did you get to see his kitchen at all? You guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so you know how small this kitchen was, right?
Yes.
Well, what you had to do to get the washer and dryer was to go in the kitchen, and then there's a door to the left, right there at the end of it, and you go down 3 steps, and then there's just like a little standing area, and then it turns to the left, and then you go down like 10 more steps. The problem was that the washer and dryer were so big, you could not turn the dolly. So you could get down the steps, and then it was stuck. So then we had to, like, force it to turn, and then Bob had to, like, get behind it, and I don't know how he did it. He did the first one. But remember the one he said was too big for the door?
Yeah.
It really was. So we managed to squeeze this fat fuck into the door and down the first set of – and I'm talking about the dryer, by the way, not Bob. We managed to get it down the first set of stairs, but then there's absolutely no way to turn. So we sit there and think and think. It gets to a point where he starts like hitting the stairs with a hammer because he's upset. And I asked him, I'm like, did you not measure this? Why did you have to buy the XL size fucking dryer? Could you have not gotten one that was going to fit better? Which, when someone's mad, it's never good to call out their logic like that, just for the record. It only ends in pain. But fortunately, it was his pain, not mine, because he hurt himself. So that's cool. He got the idea to take the stair off. So he's trying to get the stair off so we can have more room for maneuverability. But he can't because the stairs, the nails that's in them are so old. And like, he could barely get a grip on the first one, much less the 3 that he couldn't actually even get to because now the dryer's in the way and you can't go anywhere. So me, being the older of the two and the brilliant tactician that I am, I suggested that we take the handrail off. That would give us enough space to slide the thing down sideways. Not ideal, but it's whatever. He tries to unscrew it, but he can't because, again, it's so old. There's paint over it, so he couldn't unscrew it. It's just stripped. But in the process, the wood that was holding it up is so fucking old that it just snapped in half. Just snapped in half from him touching it.
That also happened to the I can't think of what you call those things, but on his screen door around front, the thing that you use to prop it open.
Yeah.
That whole thing just came off yesterday, and I was trying to fix it, and Sarah was going, "Just walk away. Just walk away."
Yeah, because he didn't know. Because later on, when me and him were moving stuff, I saw it, and I looked at him, and I said, "Did we do that?" And he says, "I don't know." And I was like, "Well, if you don't know,
the last time that." It was either the last time that we brought something in the door or the last time that stuff came back or, like, we were coming back out. The whole thing was tenuous at best anyway, and then it just came off. And so I was, like, trying to put it back up, and Sarah's like, just get away from it. Just, you're not, no, just go.
That was probably the right call, in all honesty. So he finally gets the rail off the side, and this is, like, 30 minutes we've been trying to do this. He finally gets the rail, and it's, I think it's, like, 8 o'clock at night now, 9 o'clock at night.
I don't know, you guys were gone for a long time.
And we finally get the rail off, he tosses it to the side, and that dryer weighs probably, 9 million pounds, if I were betting.
As and all nine,
I'm honestly surprised the dryer weighs more. Usually the washer has got that tub in it.
It was the washer. You're right, because I remember the washer.
I was about to say, that's weird.
But the bad part is we couldn't use the dolly at that point because there was just no room. So we literally just slide the thing down the stairs. And we finally got the dolly on after about two steps, which was great. But as we're lowering it, It falls so fast down the stair because it's so heavy that I lost my grip. I'm behind it now. I lost my grip with my right hand. So I know it's about to slide down Indiana Jones style like that giant boulder and crush him to death. So I reach out with my left arm, which is already fucked up because I fucked it up in Jackson when I was moving them. And I fucked it up again whenever we were moving our stuff. But I stupidly reach out to save his life, of course, because I'm a humanitarian. And I grab it with my left hand. And it's so heavy, it jerks my entire arm and shoulder forward. And I still can't move my shoulder back. I can move it forward, but I cannot move it back. It
hurts. You probably tore your rotator cuff. It's fine.
Oh, goody. Sorry, Jason. Can't wrestle
you can
still this week.
You can wrestle with a torn rotator.
Well, I might have been able to wrestle with a torn rotator, but what I can't wrestle with is not having enough money to pay for my shit, because I also had to drop $190 on a new battery today for my car just so I could drive it to where I live now for it to die again, and then I broke the fucking car. So, it's been a shit couple of days, and I wanted to do this show so much so that I could feel better about myself, but then Tanner's not here, and now I'm pretty sure Tanner is mad because I had to do this now because we had plans for tonight. Tanner.
Okay, so, okay, let's just briefly address that.
I'm about to say, into
it.
Yeah, fans.
We record literally every show since we started doing this at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, the first couple we were kind of, I think we did 7, and sometimes we've done 9, but basically the plan is always 8 o'clock unless we talk about changing it.
Tanner
decides it's 7:30 tonight to say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make 8. It's going to have to be 8:30 or 9 for me. Well, it was only after he said that Shannon and I both were like, okay, you know, I could do 8:30. That would actually be, for me, it ended up being better. That was fine.
Same.
Tanner, though, I noticed now, I went back and I know he's going to say this, says, well, I said 8:30-ish. It was 8:40, and we were all in here waiting on him to get started, and he was still like, I'm getting set up. Now, I don't know what he's doing. He said he had some stuff going on, and if that's, it is what it is. But you don't then get to get pissed off at us. Because we're trying to get stuff done on time. I mean, I'm sorry, it's still a weeknight, like even though it's heading into the weekend, and other people still have other things to do. You can't wait until half an hour before the show starts and then decide, no, I can't be there right now, sorry.
And I'm not mad at him or anything, don't get me wrong. Like,
I'm a little mad.
I'm pretty mad because I said 4-minute warning when he was setting up and he said, kill yourself. So
that's a little much.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Like, there's a certain line of fuck with Dalton.
But
there's a certain line of fuck with Dalton, but like that was a little too much.
But you know, again, you have to understand the weekend I've had that and the week I've had, and Dalton knows he's been
there
for a lot
reason,
of it.
Because there's a reason that we've made me into a liar from Tuesday's show, because I was like, all right, coming up on Wednesday, we're gonna do this.
Because
but no, I was never mad about it. I was never mad about it. All that stuff needed to be done. You had stuff going on. We needed to take a break. Wrestling can wait. AD can wait. This, I even said when I mentioned earlier today, when he, the time started coming up about this show, I was like, we could just not do a show tonight, too. That's no, fine.
I wanted to do a show. I like doing the shows. They make
me
feel
all
better.
Wanted to. I think we all wanted to, but again, yeah. Other things happen. It's going to be okay.
Because after we got Shannon back, after I got Shannon back to the old house after the whole car fiasco,
I was having a shit fit, so...
Well, I mean, everybody was having a shit... Like, you both were having shit fits. I just told Shannon, hey, if anything catastrophic happens again, call me, I'll come over. I just need to know if we're doing a show tonight. And you said, yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever the times got brought up, and Hunter, you said we didn't need to do a show, I said, I flat out asked Shannon if we were recording tonight.
Yeah.
That's the only reason...
I asked you, because I didn't know what time. I'm like, when did you talk to him? Because
Yeah. It was now, today.
I really hadn't talked to Shannon much at all today. So I was like, okay, when did that come up?
Honestly, I haven't talked to you in a couple days, other than when you were helping me.
Of the time during the move, his phone was on the counter that he wasn't even necessarily at that building.
Yeah, no, I haven't had my phone for days, so like
all of this to make the point that, again, we didn't have to do something, but if we set a fucking time, then let's go with it.
Yeah,
like,
and you know what, hey, maybe I'll play mediator. If it's out of Tanner's control, it's out of his control. If he couldn't get set up, he couldn't get set up. I'm not mad about it.
And that's fine. Well, the only thing that gets me is that's fine. If you got a ballot, you got a ballot. But don't then get mad at us because we started later than we were supposed to while waiting for you.
If it was a first-time offense, you know.
Yeah.
But the Tuesday show was fun, though, with Tanner.
Yes. Hopefully he comes back this Tuesday. I have a feeling he might not.
No,
he
will. Fall asleep on the couch. He will.
Tanner's a consummate professional. He's... You know, we all get mad at each other a little bit, but it usually dies down. Do you remember how we pissed Jesse off a couple weeks ago? And that was real bad. Jesse got incredibly angry at us, and I'm not saying he wasn't entirely justified, but it all worked out. Jesse's back.
I should clarify. It's not that I don't want him to come back. I just, you know,
you think he's mad.
It is what it is. But that's
can you think
you know,
of anyone?
I would
that's,
like him to come back.
Can you think of anyone that's ever actually quit the show out of anger that stayed away?
Has quit the show?
Yeah.
None of us. No, I mean, I thought you were just talking about people in general. I'm like, yeah, I can think of a few people. No, as far as the show goes, no, not that I can think of.
The only person that I know that has quit the show, and it wasn't out of anger, it was just the life situation that we found ourselves in. No ill will about that. So I don't think there's anyone that's ever just said, fuck this show and left. I mean, we've all said it at one point, but we came back.
Oh, yeah, we've all said, fuck this show. No, there's one person that said, fuck this show.
Yeah, Dalton said it once and then came back the next week.
Yeah, I say fuck this show on a fairly regular basis, and I'm still here.
We actually had him read.
He wrote me an entire apology letter.
Yeah, what's to say?
that was like 2 months, but so,
but yeah, there's no one that's like been on the show and then quit. There have been a couple people that have been on the show, left, and then they'll never be back because their life situation is so embarrassing. It would be a detriment to us. What's up, Zach Price? Anyway,
no, that was the one because he said I'm super upset that you used Asa and Dalton instead of me, and then just was a pussy and stopped recording with us.
What?
Because Zach got upset when
he was mad that Asa and Dalton were the new like cast of the show. Basically, after I left and then it slowly morphed into that.
Yeah.
He was upset about that when it came to Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
I don't know what he would have wanted. Did he want it to be just me and him? I mean, I'm not saying he was bad at it. He was entertaining, but you know.
Well, I can tell you what he wanted.
Two different things.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. I was going to clarify. I was going to say, Hunter, as you know, because you and I worked with him the most, entertaining isn't always good.
No, he rarely had anything insightful to add. It was mostly just let me. He did what he thought was the devil's advocate, which is not what that is. Devil's advocate, in its best form, is offering an alternate opinion so you have something to see from the opposite side.
Right.
What he would do is instead we would talk about something and then he'd be like, I didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like it. Why didn't you like it, Zach? I don't know. I didn't like it because you guys did.
Like, there were times
if I've ever wanted to punch somebody in the mouth over something stupid like that, that was it.
A lot of people want to punch him in the mouth right now.
Yeah, and I
started to say, apparently I'd have to get in line at this point.
Well,
it's pretty fucking great. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
For people that don't know.
No.
We don't need to get into
it. It's just, if you're a fan, all I'll say is if you're a fan of CCW, it's well worth checking out Otis Crowley's page.
Yes.
Josh Porterfield, he's a barrel of laughs. Barrel of Laughs. Go check that out.
If you can't find it, email us at I got $100 with your name on it at podzilla1985.com.
I was going to say email us at our new slogan WWZP at Podzilla, and that's what would Zach pay at podzilla1985.com.
I legit thought you were putting his last name in, and I was like, wait, where's the rest of it?
Hunter, by the way.
Shannon, don't hot cold the food.
Speaking of food, Hunter, I want to talk to you about tonight's new sponsor.
I was wondering when you were going to bring them up.
We got a great news.
I don't like how much this has been hyped. I don't.
We got a great new sponsor. It's really a big hit in the urban community, and we're proud of it.
Oh, no.
If you're feeling hungry, reach for a delicious bag of pork munchies. It's
what?
Pork munchies. You never had pork munchies? See how many times you can say pork munchies before you fuck
no.
up.
No. I don't understand this bit at all.
Dalton, so, like, spell it out for
him. Is this something you saw at Depot City? Is that what they had on the shelves?
Pork munchies?
It came from a verbal slip.
Yeah, it's because we've been quoting Clerks 2 too much. And lately. Thank you, Dalton. Dalton's clarified in the chat.
Oh, I get it. But literally before it is, I heard it and I went to click over and I'm like, there it is. When you send Clerks 2, that did it. That got it for me.
My biggest hope is when people come into the group chat. Oh, okay, he deleted it. Good job. When people come into the group chat and just see those words.
I remember settling in to eat a nice bag of those, and my grandma would get so mad at me because I would just sit around all day eating them.
Well, you know, Bob would always steal my bag of them, but I would take them back. I'm taking it back. My bag of pork munchies, which you can find at Depot City in Cape Girardeau. Exclusively.
Right next to the Shasta machine. I don't know why I included that. I don't like Shasta.
And also those new get those great new t-shirts with an alligator that says fuck around and find out.
Flying alligator.
Now wait a minute. I actually want one of those. I found a game.
Okay.
For us to play.
We're 31 minutes into this show and I thought we were doing great.
I get to play.
I think
this
we are
week.
Too. We don't have to do this.
Wait, hold on.
Something to occupy
I think
some time.
Lindsay just said she doesn't know jack shit about cars or sports.
I mean, I don't.
So what if some punk?
So
said,
if I told you that I'm outside in a 2012 Zilly Who Honda,
what would you say?
What would you say?
I know a Honda is a car.
Make the noise, Bundy.
Whoosh. Oh, all right. So
I'm inhaling cockroach fumes.
Wait, is that fumes from killing them or fumes that they produce?
Bob told me that cockroaches are actually a very clean bug, which made me feel a little bit better. They have a bad reputation, but the place we lived at before, I don't know if you saw it when you were helping me move, but down in that basement area, like where my game room was and
you get the crickets.
I vacuumed so many crickets.
Yeah, there were so many. Crickets would just appear. Dead ones, living ones, all kinds of crickets all over the place. Sun crickets.
How many other kinds are there? You got crickets. You got crickets and traction down there?
Well, I mean, we had regular crickets.
No.
We had sun
no.
crickets.
Coma,
we,
no. Coma crickets. You're done. Stop, Shannon.
A lot of broken.
He said dead ones, live ones, and everything in between. I'm like, what are they, like, you know, they have brain injuries? What?
Well, I'm
what kind of crickets
are you? They're just confused,
well,
remember?
At night.
No. No.
A lot of broken bottles down there, too.
No.
But he said crickets are very disgusting creatures, and they smell bad, and they're actually worse than cockroaches, which I always thought, I mean, you know, cockroaches have just this negative connotation with them that they're filthy, disgusting creatures, like David Starr.
The Zach Price of
Jesus Christ! I was going for someone more famous. I should have said Gentleman Jack Gallagher. Or
ooh.
Matt Riddle, Elgin.
Allegedly.
Furta.
Allegedly. So, no.
What's the game?
So,
no, not even.
Is the game guess the next wrestler to get accused of something? Because I've got some hunches.
I feel like that wouldn't take very long. No, this is a very simple game called Would You Rather.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I watched
Oh, yeah, we were going to do this, yeah.
I watched a film about this with Jeffrey Combs.
I'm going to hit you with a whole bunch of just really bizarre ones, though. This isn't going to be like, you know, oh, the beach or the mountains. That's right. Who cares? No one cares.
Well, really quick, can I ask you why I thought it would be a good decision that I've got carpet in my office now where we're recording this, and for some reason I decided to put down the other carpet that I had in the other place that went on hardwood floor because I thought, well, this will make it easier to scoot my chair around. It's not. It's like goddamn quicksand. I cannot move my chair at all.
I thought you were going to say it's because you were listening to Mitch Hedberg and you decided to call 1-800-I-LOVE-BRAND-NEW-CARPET. That's too many. It's too many letters. It's too many numbers.
And
can't call it by the time you get there.
And spaghetti.
We got spaghetti and blankets.
Did I ever tell you, before you get to the would you rather, did I ever tell you the story about the woman in Taco Bell who wanted the customer service number?
No.
So, because you mentioned the number was too long. I'll do this really
quick. I've heard this joke before, or I've heard this story before.
So we're in Taco Bell.
I don't think I have.
I don't remember who I was with, but we were in Taco Bell. It may have been Bob or Jesse even. Actually, I think it was Jesse, because we were on break at GameStop. We go over to Taco Bell together. This is years ago, obviously. And there's a woman up there complaining about her food. I guess she got the wrong order, so she wanted to return it. But she had already eaten like 3/4 of it. So they told her, no, you can't return an item you've already mostly consumed. So she wanted the number for corporate. She was going to call and complain. They write down the number for her and give it to her. She starts to walk off, stop, and turns around and says, this is fake. It's got too many numbers. Because it was 1-800. And they're trying to convince her, no, ma'am, this is what a corporate number looks like. It has an extra digit in front of it. And she would not accept that answer. She got loud. And I wish Jesse was here because he describes this story so much better. It was incredibly embarrassing. And I admit I had a fun time listening to it. Okay, let's play Would You Rather.
Okay. And then by the time you ended that, I'm like, this sounds vaguely familiar. I may have heard that story or some variation.
I tell a lot of stories. I hope I don't get bed bugs from this place because if they've got cockroaches, who the fuck knows what else they got? I feel itchy. Anyway, what?
No. You would know by now. You've been there too much at this point to know if that wasn't the case.
I've definitely been here too much.
Let's start with this option. Since we weren't talking about the great Mitch Hedberg and spaghetti and blankets, would you rather have edible spaghetti hair that regrows every night, or would you rather sweat pure maple syrup?
Spaghetti hair.
Spaghetti hair.
Because I sweat hair way too much.
Hunter, where do you find this crap?
That's the point. No. Nobody goes there. No. I think this is going to be a unanimous spaghetti hair decision. Now, granted, my hair's not going to look right anymore.
No.
But everything
mine
sticky
would look normal.
Everything is sticky when you sweat. Yeah, yours would look better. Everything is sticky.
Fuck you, Hunter.
You sweat maple
syrup. Do you know
how
you would like have flies and all kinds of stuff just stuck to you if you ever went outside? Like pollen, dust, the works.
And
you could do the man bun, but it would be a meatball.
Oh. You're such a bitch.
I don't know. I remember a picture on Podzilla that said you were a bitch.
I also remember one of you looking at an onion that said, is this a hairstyle?
I hate you so much. Just that's so fucking okay much.
That's when you walk into a barbershop and say, give me the Perryville.
Oh.
No. Can she hear you?
She cannot. She's playing Animal Crossing. She's on my island that I created. By the way, the island's name is Desolus because I named it right after the breakup.
Oh, jeez.
Let that sink in, Tom Nook.
All right, what's the next one, Hunter?
Would you rather have, when they see you, all dogs try to attack you, or all birds try to attack you?
Dogs.
Birds.
Birds.
I'm going birds.
Dogs can do some damage. Unless you're like in a jungle where the birds are the size of small people.
Do you
people
want a bird swooping down to peck at you?
I'm in a car most of the time.
By comparison, yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Because I mean, also, you got to think of the surface area of the attack. A dog's bite is a lot more range than a bird.
Keyword is try to attack you.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. What's the most terrifying movie about killer birds?
The birds.
The birds.
Incorrect. It's Birdemic.
The correct answer is Birdemic.
It's Birdemic.
Son of a bitch.
I forgot about Birdemic.
And what's the scariest movie about a dog?
Cujo.
Cujo.
Exactly. It's one dog versus a million birds. I'll take a million. See, if that's the equation, I'm going to take the million birds. Because one dog, imagine if you had a million dogs. It'd be a million times worse.
I'm sorry. The scariest movie about dogs is Air Bud, because he's going to put the NBA out of business. You know what? I almost went with Marley and Me, because the real damage he does is to your heart.
Yeah, but Hunter, you forget.
Also, my dog Skip.
You forget Air Bud got canceled after those sexual abuse allegations came out. He was humping everything.
Shannon.
Introducing the world to Milkshake Duck, the adorable duck who drinks milkshakes. 5 seconds later, we apologize. It turns out the duck is racist.
No, also, like, if I know a bird's going to attack me, I'm going to bring something to hit the bird with. I feel like I have a lot better chance of a bird swooping down, I'm going to hit it and actually do damage to it than a dog.
What if you have a whole flock of geese?
Machine gun.
Yeah.
You just going to carry an Uzi with you?
I mean, Brat. Most people in Missouri do, don't they?
It's our Second Amendment right. Don't ask me about the first one. I don't know it.
I have the right to arm bears.
Would you rather randomly time travel 5 years forward or backward every time you fart, or teleport to a different place on Earth, on land, not on water, every time you sneeze?
Sneeze, because I don't ever do the other one.
Sneeze.
Sneeze. I'd rather go with the sneeze.
Wow.
This is that time. I wish Tanner was here to give us that classic.
This is his punishment.
And we're not doing the bit.
Yeah, I think I'm going with sneeze as well. I don't want to time travel, man. Asa had a stroke somewhere just now, even when I read that. I don't want to time travel.
Well, okay.
I'm not even concerned about the farting part. I don't want to time travel, man.
Okay, but hold on. Now, do you age when you time travel? Like, is it just...
I don't care.
Well, like, do you jump...
5 years forward or backward every single time, and you don't know which way? It's at random?
I mean, that could be kind of... about that. That could be kind of fun, actually.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because...
What about when you get stuck there for a while, and then you try to come back, and you can't, and then you lost your job because you were gone too long?
I feel like they would make a delightful TV show about it, and I would have a man named Al try to help me all the time. And each time I did it, I would hope it would be the one I went home.
I am not kidding you. The very first line under this suggestion was, this is another one that would make a great TV series. However, they went on to say, especially if they combined them.
Oh, yeah, that would just be the best show about the guy that is just disgusting, but every time he does it, let's move on.
Would you rather...
I hate that guy.
...there be in your city or town or village a perpetual... Would you rather there be a perpetual water balloon fight or a perpetual food fight?
Water balloon.
Yes.
Shut up.
Water boo.
Because,
yeah, I would much rather have to deal with pop balloons everywhere than rotting food.
Yeah.
And if you're going to get caught in the crossfire, I'd rather just get drenched rather than, like, ew.
Well, what kind of food are we talking about?
I don't know. Well, you waiting on an answer from me? I don't know.
Well, the reason I ask is because, you know...
The answer is yes.
If
all of it.
If you're doing a food fight, you have to get the food from somewhere. So if they're bringing fresh food constantly and throwing it at each other... I could stand in line like I'm taking part in it, just get my food, eat it, and then leave, and I never have to pay for breakfast, lunch, or dinner again. So that might not be a bad idea.
But literally everything is covered in rotting food at all times.
Well, is this all over the United States, or is it just this one town? Oh, it is?
Well, wait a minute. Hang on. Because the question specifically says...
It basically said in
your city or town. Yeah.
Okay, so then I'd commute whenever I needed food.
Doing this with you is like that bit from Super Troopers. Yeah, if I win $1 million, I'm just gonna put wings on my car so I can fly away. I'd still pull you over. No, you wouldn't. You couldn't catch me.
Do you remember the flying car?
I think it was a
Jay Leno bit, wasn't it? Where he got it.
Oh,
it,
I don't
it,
know.
It was
Jay Leno was terrible.
Well, no, but it was Randall and Dante from Clerks, to bring it full circle. And it was,
oh, I don't
it was,
know.
It was after Clerks 1, but before Clerks 2, and it was like their big, they got back together because they were talking about the flying car. And I think it debuted on Leno, But it's completely unimportant. So let's move on. And I want to apologize.
Okay. Lindsay will probably like this one. Would you rather have everything you draw become real, but you're permanently terrible at drawing? Or be able to fly, but you can only fly as fast as you can walk?
Fly as fast as I can walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fly as fast as I can walk.
Because if I'm just if I'm drawing a naked girl to sleep with at that moment,
but you're terrible.
But I'm
drawing.
Terrible at drawing. I'm not fucking a stick figure. She got one big titty and one little titty, and they call that bitch Biggie Smalls.
I should have known better. I should have just moved on immediately. We got there. We all picked the same answer. We're done. It's good. Would you rather become twice as strong when both of your fingers are stuck in your ears, or be able to crawl twice as fast as you can run?
Crawl twice as fast as I can run.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like if your finger's stuck in your ear, you can't lift.
I mean, you'd have to, it would, your strength
Did
would
you
have to be like
your legs.
Did you
people forget about your legs? You could just kick doors in all the time.
So are you picking the ears?
I'd rather have the creepy crawl.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, I don't want to see Hunter just walking down the sidewalk with his fingers in his ears kicking over buildings. That's going to look weird.
Plus, I'm a wuss to begin with, so twice as strong as what I already am still isn't much.
That still measures up to, like, one of, like, comatose guy.
I was going to say one quarter of Hunter.
I might be able to lift one box of books up the
Wait,
stairs.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, did you not see Hunter fucking deadlift?
I was going to say,
deadlift
you literally
in those couches?
Said yesterday, oh, I can't make fun of him now.
That's true.
Do you get what I'm saying, that Lindsay, twice as strong as she currently is still one quarter of you?
It's still, you know what? It's still not funny because he's very strong.
Oh my god! I fucking
now that you explained the bit, it's much funnier. All right, would you rather eat a sandwich made from four random ingredients in your refrigerator, or eat a sandwich made from your but that your friends made from four ingredients in your fridge? But they
my fridge.
My fridge as well, and let me explain why. Right now my fridge contains nothing but drinks. Tea, Pepsi, and water.
I feel like I didn't explain this very clearly. Both fridges are your fridge.
Yeah.
The first option is the four ingredients are chosen at random. No one has an input. The second one is that your friends pick the four ingredients.
Oh, it doesn't matter, because I literally only have four items in my fridge right now, and they're all drinks, so that would be a funny sandwich.
I thought you were going to say,
and they're all cockroaches.
That's a delicacy in some countries.
I'm a picky eater, so everything in my fridge, to some extent, is going to go together anyways.
No, I'd find combinations that you would hate.
And that's the exact reason why I picked the first one, because
I don't
trust my
go
fucking
back
friends.
To random anyway?
Yeah, but I feel like she has a better chance of eating something she might like if it's random, because if I'm picking, I'm going to put the weirdest combinations possible, like pickles and...
Well, you won't find pickles in my fridge.
Well, I mean, I know it's been a while since you had a pickle, but... Can you guys hear us?
Yeah.
No!
I just wasn't going to sell it. That's what I was doing.
By the way, while we're recording this, she is on Wish.com.
And
I just wanted to point that out to everybody. Wish.com. You can get you get pork munchies on there.
Do they have funerals sponsored by NordVPN? I don't know. Let's move on. Would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe?
Is it like Eddie Murphy?
No.
It's just a regular
I'm calling
donkey.
Giraffe.
It's a regular one.
Giraffe.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the donkey because it's gonna be easier to take care of than a giraffe.
Well, plus
almost serious because the donkey is practical, but it's kind of lame.
Yeah.
The giraffe is very cool, but that's gonna be very hard to take care of.
Also, are you gonna get on that giraffe?
What if you wanted to go through drive-thru? There's no clearance for a giraffe.
No, you're out of luck.
You're gonna have to.
The donkey's got
the
saddlebags. You can put stuff in his pockets.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially, anyway. It's got to be your donkey. But
and the donkey's not going to break down like the car.
And then you can always say things like, do you guys like my ass?
Oh. All right. Would you rather every shirt you ever wear be kind of itchy or only ever be able to use one ply toilet paper?
I can live with one ply toilet paper. I can live with one ply
toilet paper too.
Oh, all right. Well, I know whose hands I'm not shaking anymore.
I wash my hands. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't say just I buy it, right but through. I can live with it.
Just poke it right through.
You might as well just reach your hand back there, scoop it up, and then wash them at that point.
I mean, workplaces buy cheap toilet paper. I'm sure we have all used it.
I don't even know if I know what one ply is, but it sounds awful.
It's like two ply, I mean, but half.
I mean, it's, here's
it's
what
the,
killed
it's
me.
It's the stuff
the reasonable, the reasonable way to handle this is one ply is fine. You just got to use a lot of it.
That's why I said I can fold it. I can fold it into two ply. That's fine.
You just got to use a whole bunch. You just going to be paying a lot for your toilet paper. I don't know. Well, is this a fair question during
COVID-19? I don't like
COVID-19?
Being itchy.
Is it more embarrassing?
I don't want to be itchy. I do not want to be itchy.
What were you saying, Shannon?
Is it more embarrassing than having an itchy shirt?
I mean, probably in the moment.
I would probably take the itchy shirt because I'm kind of itchy right now. But my fear is that it's not the game we're playing. It's the game that the cockroaches are playing.
I thought you were going to say, I'm kind of itchy right now, but it's fine. I'm okay.
At least I got two ply toilet paper.
this feels too serious. Would you rather have a child every other year for 20 years or never have any children at all?
None ever.
Yeah, same. Three.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a dumb question among this group. I think we've already all made that decision.
Yeah.
That's done.
Who the fuck wants 10 children? Other than, like, the Wayans mama.
I don't know. Those, what was the last name? The 19 kids and counting people.
Duggar.
They seemed... Oh, you knew that too fast.
Well, didn't
no, it's because one of them was like diddling his little sisters.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you have 19 kids.
Yeah, but
one of them's going to be a sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have 19 kids, one of them's going to be a sexual predator.
If your last name is Duggar, you're probably a sexual predator. That's all I'm saying.
I only knew that name because that was such a big deal.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, he did that shit.
Yeah, but maybe not.
No, I'm
every
saying to
Duggar.
His response.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather be forced to live the same day over and over again for one exact year?
No.
Hang on. Or lose 5 years off the end of your life?
I'll lose the 5 years.
I mean, I'll
5 years.
I'll give them all to you right now, if you're asking.
I feel like that should have been a much longer decision.
No.
Because you don't know what that same day is.
Hunter, do you remember you mentioning the glass to the back of the head thing with me?
Yes.
Do you know how shitty the last 5 years of my life is probably going to be due to the stupid shit I've already done to my body?
I mean, to be fair, I guess with that one, you don't actually know when that's going to be anyway, so...
Yeah, like it could be tomorrow because I got hit by... Yeah, like if I get hit by a bus at 32, my last day could be tomorrow. But even then...
You say the 1 year thing. It was 1 year, right?
Yes.
The reason I wouldn't want that, if I can give a real answer and not be comical, is because even if it was a good day, if I relived it for a whole year, one, it would probably stop being a good day because you get sick of it eventually. It's like that Twilight Zone episode where the guy was in heaven because he won all the time, but it turns out he was actually in hell because he could never lose. But,
Shannon, how many days would you relive that? Because you just said 100.
I messed up. I meant to say a year. My apologies.
Okay, good. I was like, wait a minute.
I know there's 250 days in a year.
God damn it.
Dalton had the math swirling around his head. Wait a minute.
I was that lady in the GIF.
But he didn't carry the three.
But let's say it was a good day. Let's say it was a really good day. Like, let's say it was a day with my mom before
Ice
she passed
Cube,
away.
If you ask he would say it was a good day.
If it was a really good day, like, again, if it was a day I had with my mom,
you saying it was one that you didn't have to use your AK?
Okay. You know what?
he's going to make you move on.
My mother would be so disappointed in you.
Like was she more of an... Did she like all of NWA? Is that what you're telling me?
My mom was a saint, and she only listened to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
There it is.
I do think it's, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on this one and have to break it down, but I think it's important to understand, because we don't, based on this, do we know that it only lasts for a full year? What constitutes a day? Is it 24 hours regardless and everything resets at midnight? Or is it when you go to sleep and when you wake up?
And are you conscious that you're just reliving the day?
Can you still die? Or, like, if you die, does it automatically reset? Is it Groundhog Day rules? That doesn't...
Well, I mean, if you're not cognizant of the reliving the day over and over again, then who gives a shit? Every day it's fresh for you, so...
See, I figure, yeah, that's probably not even a question. Okay, what about this? Would you rather have in your life that works on the world around you a pause button or a rewind button?
Pause.
But not both.
Rewind. Because
rewind.
You know how much shit you could do you've always wanted to do and then you just rewind and don't do it? You
know, that's way more heinous than I was thinking.
You know how many people I would stab randomly on the street if I could just redo it and go, never mind, and flash a smile at them?
That's fucking diabolical.
Like, you never thought, you see someone in the supermarket and you just don't like them. And so you think about grabbing like a bottle of something, smashing it, just slitting their throat, dancing around in their blood, maybe cut their stomach open, pull their entrails out, wear it like a fucking scarf.
Do therapy?
You can rewind time, and instead of doing that, you go, hey, what's up, Ethan?
Oh, no.
Like, I'm the only one. All right.
I would like the rewind button because... Because, like, instead of bumping that one time, I would have rolled under Justin and not gotten hit in the face.
I think we really have to clarify, like, is this a physical remote? Can you lose it? Can you just do it mentally? Does it matter? You know, because if you do something and you get yourself arrested and you don't have access to that thing anymore, well, now you're out of luck, aren't you?
Well, let's put it on a smaller scale. Let's say you just had the best motherfucking pizza you've ever had. Then you can rewind time and eat that pizza again.
Or,
so I thought you were going to give reasonable options to both, though.
Well, the only time I can see the pause button working out is if you're in a situation that's comical, and right before something happens, you pause it and go, well, looks like, you know, it's something like, you're probably wondering how I got myself in this situation. But then who are you monologuing to?
I want the pause button, because if I can still move while the pause is going on, I can have so much more time to do what I want without it affecting the rest of my life.
Okay, but...
I see from an artist's perspective where that works, because a rewind would not do you much good. If everything around you rewinds, then it goes away.
Okay, but don't you think it would be a little weird if you started a painting, and then in our time, 5 seconds later, you were done with it?
So I do people it when no one talk. Else is around.
People would talk.
Yeah, that I'm awesome.
Set up a commission, it's ready 5 minutes later.
I'm pretty sure that woman's a witch.
I'm fine with that.
What do we got? So we got time for one more?
We got time for one more. Let's do one more.
We got time for one more. Let's pick one good one.
For the first time.
Right? that's too poignant. I'm going to read it anyway, but this isn't going to be the one. Would you rather always be 20 minutes early or 10 minutes late?
20 minutes early? 20
Jesus early. Christ. Who would pick late?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
The people that were trying to give you that U-Haul?
The show's brought to you by Depot City.
Depot City.
Fuck that fucking place.
From when you want that. When you got 3 hours to spare and you want to rent a U-Haul, plus you want soda and candy that expired a couple months ago, go to Depot City.
All right, one last one.
By the way, they also had a slot machine in there, and I know that because there was a woman there the entire time playing slots.
Why?
Yeah.
That can't possibly be legal.
It's
a slot machine. Okay.
You don't understand is that Depot City is legitimately its own city. It has its own rules.
That's why
it's
its
own
a
mayor.
City.
Yeah.
And everything.
I believe it's called diplomatic immunity.
Last one. Would you rather wear the same socks for an entire month or the same underwear for 1 week?
Socks.
Same underwear for a week, same socks for a month.
This is why socks. I don't like this game. I don't want to do either.
Probably
socks.
Underwear, because I'm a clean person anyway.
Mm-mm.
As long as if I don't have one ply of paper, I don't have to worry about it.
Your finger just goes right through the paper.
I hate damp socks. And
you know what's worse, Lindsay?
I don't want to wear the same underwear.
What about damp underwear?
I don't like that either.
I don't like damp up underwear way more.
She changes her socks and undergarments at least twice a day, if not more.
She really does. I never understood. She goes through so much underwear in a day.
Like, if I sweat at all, I want it gone.
And it's a sweaty time.
Yeah, it sure should. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, motherfucker.
Well, I know it's
Did anybody make a choice? What were the choices?
I said underwear or socks.
Underwear. I said underwear.
They chose. I didn't.
Mine would be the socks.
Also, tonight's song, the intro song, is definitely CNC Music Factory. They had a song about sweating, didn't they? No, that's
gonna
everybody.
Make you sweat.
Isn't that everybody? Yeah, it's Everybody Dance Now, right?
Yeah, it's the same
thing. Yeah, yeah, that's the song. That's the song.
There's a really good Office
meme
from that, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to send you the picture then for that.
Oh, let me see. That could be, because I'm thinking that's going to be the show picture tonight, or that picture Dalton posted of the rebel flag.
Which one? Oh, in God We Trust, in Cousins We Thrust?
Jeez. No!
But the worst part about it is, from the size of the thumbnail, they won't know it. They'll just see the goddamn rebel flag. Go.
Yeah.
If you're using CNC Music Factory, there's your image.
All right, I'm going to save it. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's
we didn't talk about The Office at all.
No, it's fine.
Also,
this is the Cafe Disco episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good episode.
Speaking of, I don't know what I said. We said something, but maybe it was The Hobbit. I don't know. I was really
we
sad.
Didn't talk about The Hobbit.
I was really sad that Ian Holm died.
It is sad.
That sucked. I just wanted to say that. Because we don't talk about that stuff a lot anymore on the show, you know, go over that. But I really liked him as an actor. He was fantastic. I know everybody loves him as Bilbo Baggins. He was great. But to
but
me,
he was also in The Fifth Element. He was it the bishop? What was that character's name? I can't think of the guy's name. But
he was the religious guy at least.
Yeah.
But I really liked him as Ash in the original Alien movie. He was the original evil cyborg or android. Yeah. So yeah, great actor. Great actor. Very very sad. I just wanted to mention that. Anyway. I think that's going to do it for us. Hunter,
yes.
Now, unless you're going to be a liar again, tell
us I wish you wouldn't lie so much.
Tell us what's on tap for next week.
So next week, we'll be back on Monday with Nerd Up, I assume. Anyway, you guys
Maybe.
Are back this week.
That one, they did one this week, right?
Yes, because I was
Yeah, so
I was
going
to ask you,
week.
Dalton. I thought you were on there. I haven't had a chance to listen.
No, he bailed.
He bailed?
Yes, we were fixing Sadie's phone that day.
I like she didn't even say he couldn't make it. He bailed.
Fuck off, Lindsay.
So anyway, there should be a new Nerd Up on Monday with Jesse and Asa, and I guess not Dalton. on Tuesday, it's PZ85 Plays. We're going to wrap up the last rites of Tanner Calvert.
Tanner Calvert.
Just seems morbid now. With me running the show, we got Tanner and Shannon and Lindsay, and that'll be the end of the second of our Horrors of Perryville series, and then we'll launch into the third the following week and wrap up that trilogy. On Wednesday, we got Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We should be back next week. We're back on now. I don't see why we wouldn't be.
Oh, especially with all the allegations that have come out in the past couple of days.
Man.
We got a lot to talk about.
We probably need to at least double back through Backlash just briefly, but yeah, that's definitely taken a backseat to all of the things that have happened in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
Thursday.
And who knows what's going to happen before Wednesday.
Right, because Father's Day is this weekend. Thursday is Godzilla After Dark. That'll be Jesse and Shannon and Lindsay, I'm guessing.
Allegedly.
Know. Allegedly. What? And then on Friday, of course, we'll come back for this show all once more. In the meantime, you can catch up at Podzilla1985.com on the old shows. You can hit up the Patreon. I don't know why you would, but if you liked this, you know.
It's a shit show right now.
Yeah.
We got to get back to normal at some point.
Well, eventually the website will be updated, and that'll help, too.
Well, so. I thought instead of doing Patreon, maybe we'd start an OnlyFans or something. I know a guy that'll pay big money for nudes.
He's got $100 with your name on it.
God damn it. Fucking Zach Price, man.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Why do you have to say
You don't have to say
Oh,
it's
I'm
not,
sorry.
It's not a pimp named Slickback. You don't have to say it all every time.
You don't have to put any respect on the name.
That's no,
it.
Fuck Zach Price.
That's oh my god. You're gonna get us sued, maybe. We have to. Bring
he won't be able to
back.
Afford lawyers. He's spending too much on nudes.
Well, yeah.
Just end this, please.
It's over. Mercifully killed it. All right, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna go. We're gonna celebrate are moving into our new home. Dalton's on his way over. We got some wine. We're going to have a little drinky drink, a little gentleman drink, and we're going to dance the night away. So
no, we're not.
I'm going to dance, because once I touch any wine, I turn into a monster. Anyway, we'll be back next week.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
okay.
Back there was the tumbleweed.
You guys take care of yourself. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being patient with us this week. We love you so much. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always. And we're out of here. Hunter, take us out.
Later.